Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Nichols, pastor and founder of True Unity Outreach International Ministries here located in the heart of Douglasville, Georgia. I only have 15 minutes today to give you guys, and I'm going to do my best at giving it to you swiftly, but yet giving you the meat of my message. Praise the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another opportunity, God, to be able to minister your word, God. And God, I pray that I decrease as you fully increase and speak through me and speak for me, God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And God, I ask right now, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to move in my life, God, that I may continue, God, to just move in your presence, God, and move in your will, and do what you have called me to do and what you have equipped me to do. And I thank you, God, and I give your name all of the glory, all of the honor that is due unto you. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in Jesus' name we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go directly into 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And we're going to read the first 14 verses, and then we're going to hop to 33 and 58. Those will be my last 2 points. Again, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. You can go back later and read the entirety of it if you choose to, but because of the time's sake, I'm going to go ahead and just go through them swiftly, and then I'm going to give you 5 points that you can, you know, abide by. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Starting at verse 1 through 14. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was never in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Now let's look at verse 33. Verse 33 says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habit. And the last verse, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Normally, our topic, you know, I give a topic to my sermons, and I'm going to do so today. Here's a topic, if I had to give this a topic, don't go bankrupt dealing with the corrupt. Let me say that again. Don't go bankrupt dealing with the corrupt. Now, and I'm not talking about financial bankrupt. I'm talking about spiritual bankrupt. See, as Christians, we must be very careful of the people that we call friends and who we enter into a covenant relationship with as well. See, the Apostle Paul warns us here in the chapter that I just got through reading. You got to go back and read it for yourself, though. But he warns us in chapter 15. See, he urges the people to believe not to be friends of the world. Because, see, sometimes when you want to do the things of the world and then you want to put a stamp of approval on it and say that it's God, that's not godly. See, God calls us a peculiar people that we are set aside to do God's work and to bring glory to his name. We can't do everything that the world is doing and then try to say that we're living for God. See, either you're going to be on one side or you're going to be on the other side. Either you're hot or you're cold. There is no in between. See, the Bible teaches us that we should choose who we're going to serve. In my house, we have chosen, as a husband and wife, and as the children in the house as well, we have chosen to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord until the day he calls us home, and then we'll worship him the rest of our lives. But I promise you this here, the more you stay around people with the corrupt mentality, the more they're going to try to have you to gravitate to the things of the world. There are some times that people are assigned by the devil himself to take you out, but then God has assigned somebody particularly to you to make sure that the devil won't take you out. Amen, somebody. See, the devil is a lie. He's a liar. He continues to use the same things that you used to do in your past. He can't fool with you in your present state if you don't allow him to. Now, the first two verses here, it talks about, let me give you my 5 points. The first two verses, here's my first point out of those two. Receive only the true and living word of God, not false teachings. Let me say it one more time. Receive only the true and living word of God, not false teaching. Meaning, there are people who are going to tell you some things that you want to hear. But those who love you and those who are really preaching the gospel are going to tell you what you need to hear. Not what you want to hear, but they're going to tell you the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth. See, if you call me, and everybody who knows me, if you call me, don't call me expecting me to just be the yes man with you, because that won't happen. I will listen, but I will only speak and move in the Spirit, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I will not, and I do repeat, I will not sit around and tell you what you want to hear, because that's not helping you at all. That is not helping you at all. Matter of fact, it is hindering you from moving forward. It is actually hindering you from moving forward. See, Paul urges us to be able to understand and to seek sound doctrine from when it was taught to him. See, we can't water down the gospel all because now we want to say things have changed. There's nothing changed but the mindset of the people don't want to serve God. Amen, I said it. And I back it up with the word. Because, see, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. That's why people are perishing, because of lack of knowledge and lack of understanding. But this gospel that Paul preached is the same gospel that delivered him, is the same gospel that caused him to stop killing up the Christians and began from that point in ministering to the Christians, because he saw what it had done for him. He saw what it had done for him. So we got to have the same mindset. Amen. So verses 3 through 5, my next point, point number 2, only the gospel of Jesus should be taught to Christians, not gossip from others. Only the gospel of Jesus should be taught to Christians, not gossip from others. In other words, leaders, I'm going to say this here, as a leader myself, and I'm going to say this to all of you leaders, when you are in the pulpit, preach the gospel, not gossip. Preach the gospel in season as well as out of season. Even if people say, well, oh, I don't believe that this God exists, that's their business. You be about your Father's business. If God called you to the pulpit, he called you to the pulpit for a purpose. For you not only to educate people, but to exemplify the word of God through your daily life as well. Amen, somebody. He has leaders to lead by example. We can teach and preach until the cows come home, but until people see our lifestyle, they may not be the ones to believe our lifestyle if it doesn't line up with the scriptures. And don't do nothing ignorant and then try to say, well, God knows my heart. God knows that you sin, and God knows also you're being convicted. Call out your junk before someone else calls it out. Look at verses 6 through 8. Let me give you these points. Number 3, when the true word of God goes forward, there will be other true leaders teaching the same gospel. Again, when the true word of God goes forward, there will be other true leaders teaching the same gospel. In other words, you're not teaching nothing that's new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's absolutely no other pastor that's going to preach anything different than what any other pastor is preaching. They may preach it in a different way, but they're preaching the same word, and that same word is going to have the same power. Just like that song said, the blood, it will never lose its power, and it never loses power. This word that God has given us, it will never lose its power as well. The word worked back then in the biblical days, in the earlier years, and it's still working now in the 21st century. Amen, somebody. Verses 9 through 14, which is my point number 4. When the true gospel is preached, it will still be effective today as it was in earlier biblical days, as I stated earlier. When the true gospel is preached, it will still be effective today as it was in the earlier biblical days. So, again, if the true gospel, now, true gospel is you get someone sitting down and they're studying the word of God, that is reading the word of God under the unction of the Holy Ghost. When you're reading the word of God, you need to ask God for clarity and ask God for understanding of his word, so that you will rightly divide the word of truth also. Paul told Timothy over in the book of 1 Timothy, when he says, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed of the gospel, but he says, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly means that you take your time and you study the word of God. You do not sit around and call scriptures out and not study the word so that you can effectively execute it in your lifestyle, and execute it in your teaching ability. Amen. My final point, verse 33 and 58, those two verses, I'm going to sum it up for you. Only what you do for God will last and be accepted by God and his people. Again, only what you do for God will last and be accepted by God and his people. So in essence to what that is saying is this, is real simple. You can't do anything in your own will and in your own might and expect it to go forward, because it's not. Only what you do for Christ, only what you do for Christ will be accepted by God and his people. Amen. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for listening. But again, don't go bankrupt dealing with the corrupt. Don't go bankrupt dealing with the corrupt. Don't put yourself in a position where you're hanging around people who can't do anything for you spiritually, but just try to pull the Spirit of God out of you and back into the world. You pull them. You need to be effective and effective to the world. The world does not need to affect or affect you by no means, no form, or no fashion. You can get in contact with me on Facebook, Dr. Tracy Nichols. You can email me as well at drtracynichols@aol.com. Again, that is drtracynichols@aol.com. Order my book, www.trueunityoutreach.com, www.trueunityoutreach.com. Thank you, and you will be hearing from me soon, and be blessed. And as I always say, be blessed and never stressed. God bless.